Volunteers in Camden handed out information on New Jersey's Good Samaritan law this week. If you're with someone who's overdosing and you call the police, the law protects you from prosecution on drug charges. WHYY's Joe Hernandez caught up with some of those volunteers.
This actually explains what the Good Samaritan law is.
It was a cool and overcast morning in Camden, but people still filled the streets near the Walter Rand Transportation Center, where several bus and rail lines meet. Volunteers in reflective vests were handing out bright red cards about the size of a business card that said, "See an overdose? Call 911 immediately." Patty Dorenzo of the Camden County Addiction Awareness Task Force helped organize the walk. Her son, Sal, was found dead in a car in Camden after overdosing in 2010.
You know, I know in my heart that these were streets that my son, when he was struggling, was probably walking on, and it's hard for me, but, you know, I wish, I guess at the time that Sal were alive and struggling, there are people out on the streets doing what we're doing today, raising awareness and letting them know that, you know, we're here to help and we care.
It's one of a handful of tactics police and advocates in Camden County are using to respond to a recent spike in overdoses. One of those overdose victims was Max Huffnagel, who died just 2 months ago. His father, Steve, along with many members of his sheet metal workers union, were among those handing out cards.
I don't know what the answer is. That's probably the worst thing of all, is meeting other families and people that have children that are struggling, and there's nothing really I can say. I don't have an answer. I can't just say, oh, we'll go just do this, or look, here, call this number. It doesn't work that way. That's the hardest thing about this, is I don't have an answer for someone else.
Police and advocates say this walk will be the first of many. From the New Jersey desk, I'm Joe Hernandez, WHYY News.